building a custom home is a ton of work. It's just a lot of work. It's a lot of heavy lifting. It's a lot of follow-up. It's a lot of quality checking. It's a lot of making sure things are done right. It's a lot of making sure that things are planned out ahead of time and ordered and dealing with back orders and problem solving, a lot of problem solving. And so our goal is to be honest, to like guard you from all of that stuff. And that's our job, is to deal with all of that. And what we really try to make happen is for this process is kind of for you to sit above that, for you to be involved in all the fun and exciting stuff, and for all the heavy, hard things to sit on our lap. That's our burden to carry. Welcome back to the Spruce Home Show, your local podcast that talks all things custom home building, things to be aware of, things to expect, and things to take note of. Thanks for tuning in. Let's go. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, hello. Hopefully everybody's having a pretty good run at life lately. One thing that I heard, or a concept, I don't even know where I heard it lately. It was just a few weeks ago. I can't remember. I feel like it might have been on a podcast. But basically the concept was, life is hard. And there is high times, good times, bad times, low times. But the key is to find joy in the journey of life, which also means the low times and the high times. I don't know what I'm talking about. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for tuning in for another episode here. Anyway, I don't know where that saga came from, but we'll get right into it here. Here we go. I hope you guys are doing well. Today, we're going to talk about the construction process. So really, really continuing our series. This will be the last episode on it, but really continuing, wrapping up our series on what our process looks like, our custom home building process looked like. So if you go back to episode 30, we walked through what the pricing process really looks like. And then if you hop back just a couple episodes to episode 35, Caitlin hopped on and she really walked us through what the design process looks like. And now to end it, I want to walk through what the construction process looked like. So once contracts have been signed, permits have been pulled, and the physical construction is actually started, now what? Like, what do you expect? If you've been following along, now you have a pretty good sense of what to expect through the pricing and design phases. But now when the rubber hits the road, now what should you expect? So the first thing for us is that we want to make you feel like you're part of the process without having the burden to do the process, if that makes any sense. Building a custom home is a ton of work. It's just a lot of work. It's a lot of heavy lifting. It's a lot of follow-up. It's a lot of quality checking. It's a lot of making sure things are done right. It's a lot of making sure that things are planned out ahead of time and ordered and dealing with back orders and problem solving, a lot of problem solving. And so our goal is to be honest, to like guard you from all of that stuff. And that's our job, is to deal with all of that. And what we really try to make happen is for this process is kind of for you to sit above that, for you to be involved in all the fun and exciting stuff, and for all the heavy, hard things to sit on our lap. That's our burden to carry. And that's what we really try and do throughout the whole process. But that's the trend and the theme of the construction process as well. So part of that is keeping that excitement through the whole build. And one of the ways that we do that is we do 5 intentionally scheduled walkthroughs. So we do five walkthroughs at varying stages of the build for different purposes, starting at framing, ending at final. So those are the first and the last. And then there's 3 others in the middle. And all of them have a very specific purpose. For the most part, with exception of one, there's always either some teaching happening or some decision making happening. And a lot of the times, I would say we get 99% of things finalized before a contract is even signed, but there's always those things that are lingering that maybe you want to see in person before you make a decision, or you want to understand what the house is actually going to feel like when it's built and framed or drywalled before you make maybe a couple final decisions. And so that's what some of these walkthroughs are meant for. They're to make sure that we have all those decisions made in a timely manner. We make sure that everyone is on the same page of what's going in next. So at the framing walkthrough, the next thing to happen is rough-ins. So we do talk about, although 99% of that electrical detail is finalized, it's still double checking. If there's really specific design details that have electrical involved, we make sure that we try and spell it out as clear as we can beforehand. But then also when we get into the house and it's framed, okay, now let's talk about it and relook at it and let's just double check. Because I've said this in the past, I've said this in other episodes, I've said this to clients, you're building a custom house. Let's just make sure that we get it right, because you'll be kicking yourself if a week and a half after you move in, you just wish you did one small thing different. So that's a lot of what a lot of these walkthroughs are for, is just double checking those minor things to make sure everything's going to be just right. And then it's also just for you to like see the place, just see the excitement, feel part of the process, watch it come to life, start understanding how you're going to live in it. And let's see, like, are those bedrooms as big as you thought they were going to be? Do you think that you needed a closet that big? Or, you know, you just get to see it come to life. And one of the things that I find joy in two things in these walkthroughs. Number one is watching the progression of people. There's this fear in people's eyes during the very beginning of a build, whether that's when the foundation is poured or at the framing walkthrough. There's this fear that they built the house too small, because it always feels the smallest at the beginning phases. And then oddly enough, it feels bigger and bigger and bigger as the house gets nearer to completion. So it's always fun for me to watch those reactions, because I know exactly how it pans out. They're scared at the beginning, and then once drywall hits the wall, they're like completely relaxed. And everyone always makes the comment that it just feels bigger, and it's true. So I get joy in that, because I know what's coming. And then I also get joy, it seems to happen almost every time, that when we get to the end and some of the finishing details go in, the tiles, the mantles, the beams, stuff like that, it's almost every single time people forget at least one or two things that they picked. And they're like, oh, I forgot that's the tile that was going on the backsplash. Or like, oh, I forgot we were doing a tiled floor in our shower. There's just always those nice surprises that aren't really surprises, but you just kind of forgot about. So that's really what those walkthroughs are about, to double check things and to really be part of the process. Then in between those walkthroughs is we use a software called Builder Trend. It is a cloud-based software that can do a whole plethora of things and makes our life easier, makes transparency better, and also helps bring you, the client, really close into the process. Again, without having to come below that line into all the nitty-gritty. So there's a few things that Builder Trend helps us with that you benefit from directly. The first is the schedule. So you get to see the schedule live as we see it. So it is fluid. I tell that to everybody. This schedule is not written in stone. Timelines can change. Weather can impact things, labor can impact things, back orders can impact things. So it is fluid, and not everything has to happen in exact order. There's some things, yes, they need to happen in a specific order, but there's other things that we can kind of plug and play, and we do that. But you get to see all that live, as maybe we were planning to finish your final grading this week, but a big job came up for our contractor, and he asked us if we could move it back. If it doesn't matter, yeah, we might move it back. And you get to see that. Nothing's getting hidden. You're welcome to ask questions and fully understand what that schedule looks like. I know we have a client right now, and he jokingly told me that he did have a question. I can't remember. It was a couple weeks ago now. He had a question about one of the scheduled items, and he jokingly told me he knew it changed because he looks at the schedule 18 times a day. So it is fun to watch for some people, and it does help really inform you on what's going on from a day-to-day basis on your site. In addition to that, we also do what Builder Trend calls daily logs. You can call them weekly logs, just logs, call them job logs. What's really going on in the house? So photos are included. I just got a daily log that Adam, our project manager, did on one of our jobs, and it had, I think, 11 or 12 photos included with a description of what's going on. So now between those five walkthroughs, you're also understanding the schedule, but you're also getting more details within the day-to-day about what's actually happening from an overview. So it really helps keep that excitement up, and you get to watch the house come together. One of the cool things that a past client of ours did is that they downloaded all of those photos. So they were going to make an album, and with a plethora, it would be probably thousands of photos throughout from start to finish. So you can do cool things like that. Builder Trend also is kind of our hub. We do any change orders throughout that. So you're able to see the breakdown there. You're able to see, we utilize selections. So although we do full design and all of those things are completed up front, our selections are our communication hub, I call them, between us internally, between you as the client, to make sure that we're on the same page, but then also for our trade partners so that they can see that as well. And all of us can see the exact same thing. So again, it's this layer of communication between the three of us, but then also this transparency that the tradespeople are seeing what you, the client, see, which is what I see. And it really just helps make sure that everybody is on the same page. So we start with the walkthroughs, we fill in the gaps with Builder Trend. And then from a quality standpoint, one of the things that we do internally is we have what I call the Spruce Homes Quality Program. And that there's a couple things within that. Number one, obviously we're getting all of the municipal required inspections. So for the most part, those are framing. There's some foundation ones. So there's a couple with the foundation, there's a framing, there's a vapor most of the time. Unless you get outside the city, then you don't need a vapor inspection, which is interesting. Seems totally backwards to me anyway. And then a final. Within those, there's a difference between what the city or municipal inspectors are looking for and what we're looking for. Yes, we're looking to make sure that things are done properly, but we're almost looking at it from a different lens. To me, this is just my opinion, city inspectors are looking at things from a code and liability standpoint. And that's the same as third-party warranty as well. There's third-party warranty companies, so we use Progressive Home Warranty, and they come and do inspections from time to time as well. They're more looking at it, if we're calling a spade, from a liability standpoint. Is there anything that they see that could cause them to have a warranty claim against them? They're just trying to protect against that. From our standpoint, there's a few things that we're looking at it from. Sure, we want to make sure that everything's code compliant, but when possible, we want to make sure that we're going above and beyond that. We want to make sure that we're reducing warranty claims, because you don't want that, we don't want that, our trades don't want that. It's no good for anybody. So we're looking at it from that lens. We're looking at it through a reputation lens, because if we can put a better product on the table for you, then that's better for us in the long term as well. So our interests and your interests as a client are really like really tightly knit together. And that's the lens that we look through things from. So where, for example, where the city comes in a handful of times to do inspections, and third party might come in one or two times. Honestly, it's more like one. We follow every trade. So every time somebody comes in and out, we're following them, and we have a list of ongoing things to be double checking. And to be honest, they're double checking too, oftentimes, for the same reason. They don't want to have to come back either. So we have about 17 different inspection points that we're coming back and checking the house for. So that's super important to know as well. And I think that whole process is important. And that's a lot of the heavy lifting that I was talking about, above and beyond the project management. The quality control is a really big part of it, and making sure that people are coming back and fixing things that are deficient, or maybe not even deficient, just not what we expect or not what we want to hand over to you. And I think that is more important than all the other inspections combined, to be honest. It doesn't hurt to have more eyes on the project, but we still take our inspections, we kind of value them the most, if that makes any sense. So I think those things combined, the five walkthroughs that are really set, the intertwining of Builder Trend and everything that gives you from a scheduling and a log standpoint, and then also having the ability to kind of message back and forth within that for any questions that you might have. And then layered underneath or on top of that is the quality program that we're really trying to make sure that we're handing over the best product that we can, again, because our interests are aligned with your interests. If we don't have that reputation of handing over a good product, that ain't good for us. So we want to make sure that we're doing everything in our power to hand over something that you can be proud of as well. So that's what our construction process looks like. Again, like I said, our goal really throughout the whole process, but specifically construction related, is to help bring you into the process, but keep you above the fold when it comes to all of the kind of frustrations and day-to-day management and stuff that really you shouldn't have to concern yourself with. That's what we're here for. So that's what our construction process looks like. If you guys have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out about any of the process, whether it's the pricing, the design, the construction, and feel free now to kind of go back again. The pricing process was episode 30, design was 35. And I think with the combination of those three episodes, it'll really give you kind of a greater understanding of what our entire process looks like from a holistic standpoint. So hopefully that helped you guys. If you guys are interested in sitting down and chatting more at all about a custom build, feel free to reach out our website, and there's a contact us page in that will come directly to me. So anyway, I hope you guys have a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week, and we'll see you next week on the next episode. Cheers.